Masechta begins with the Takana de Rabbanim that a Shliach Lailacha has to say at the time that he gives over the get. And this only applies in Eretz, in Chutz Laretz, and Eretz Yisrael doesn't apply. So the Gemara gives two explanations, Rabbi and Rava. The Gemara says that Rabbi Isli the Rava, everybody agrees that you need Kiyam Ashtar. But why is it that in Eretz Yisrael there's no need for Bafan and Echtam? So the Gemara says, Zman Shabbos HaMikdash kind of with people always Oyla Regalim, traveling around. Even after the Churban Abayis, there's people traveling to Yeshivas, and there'll always be somebody there, Eidim Mitzuyim Lekayim. So then, the Tosis points out on the bottom Tosis on Vav Amid Aleph, Shaini B'nei Machuzah Denaydi, even though the get is brought from the same city to the same city, there's no problem that became the Shema because we're talking Bavel. And the Chiyosa, Rab Le Bavel, Rab Paskin, that Bavel is Keretz Yisrael, there's no issue of the Shema. What about Eidim Mitzuyim Lekayim? Says, Mamish in the same city. The Baal is in the same city as the Yisho. So there certainly will be Eidim Mitzuyim Lekayim. So the Gemara says, no. The Gemara says, Shani B'nei Machuzah, Rabba lived in the city Machuzah and Babel. He says, Denaydi, they don't live so long in the same house. It's not like years ago that people would live for 100 years in the same home. Their great-grandparents lived there, and their grandparents lived there, and their parents, and they lived there, and their children, their grandchildren. Atzev Kaladuris. No, they live 5 years in one home, they move and live 5 years in another home. So they never really get to know the next door neighbor's signature. They don't even know what language the next door neighbor knows how to write, the sign. They're not so friendly. So Mikan Paisek Rabinatam, that Bismanazah, you always need Bifananechtam, even if it's Mamish one side of the street to the other. So that's what we require. We follow that Tosis, that you always need Bifananechtam. Yeah, what's the story when you write a get? You need sirtut. It rubs us the wrong way. Sirtut. Sirtut is a Gemara about writing psukim. In a get, you don't write any psukim. So Rashi in the Gemara in Soita, the Gemara says in Megillah Soita needs, the Gemara says, the Gemara does not say that Megillah Soita needs it. The Gemara says if you write a Megillah Soita, kasva igeres, sula. Kosva Igeres Psula, we have the Tosafot to tell you where it is. Yeah, so it's the Yud Zainam and Beis. Dimamaskal Kosva Igeres Psula. At the end of the Tosafot, they give you the cross reference. So how do you translate Kosva Igeres? So Rashi says, since it says V'kosav Hakonis Olos Oila Bas Sefer, and it's not called a Sefer, the Chetz of a Sefer needs Sirtut, just like by a get. Just like a get, because of the Sefer Krisus, a get needs Sirtut, so to Megillah Saitan needs Sirtut also. So Tosafot does not agree with Rashi. Tosafot says that you don't need Sirtut by a get. The Pashta says you don't need Sirtut by the Saita either. The Saita, Parsha Saita, is not that you're writing Psukim from the Chumash. It happens to be, it appears in the Chumash. Parsha Saita, it says in the Chumash, because of HaKoyim, it's Ola So'ela Ba'Sefer, he has to write the Shvuah. That she took the Shvuah Sa'ala. The Gemara says there in Saita on the same daf, if the Kohen wrote the Parsha Saita Koidim Shehishbiyuah before she took the Shvuah, is no good. It's only after she took the Shvuah, the text of the Shvuah appears in Chumash. It happens to be that it's Psukim, but you're writing it in the Megillah Saita, not the Torah's Psukim. You're really writing it in the Torah's the Shvuah. So that doesn't need Sirtut. So what does it mean, Kosva Igeres Psula? The Tosafot says it means you weren't medakbek b'chaseres v'yiseres. You have to spell it the way it appears in Chumash. You have to spell it, the Megillah Sota, the way it appears in the Chumash. So it's a machlokes, Rashi and Tosafot, by get. Rashi holds that a get needs Sirtut Min HaTorah. And Rashi holds that a Megillah Sota needs Sirtut Min HaTorah. Then there's a Gemara Megillah that Tosafot quotes, that Megillas Esther is referred to in the Megillah as Divrei Shalom Ve'emes. What is it mean, Divrei Shalom Ve'emes? The Gemara has a drasha, Lamit Kamito Shal Torah. It's like a real Torah. Just like Amito Shal Torah requires Sirtut, so to Megillah Esther requires Sirtut. What is an Amito Shal Torah that requires Sirtut? The Rashi says a Sefer Torah. The Pasuk is comparing Megillah's Esther to a Sefer Torah. The way Rashi says, that's the way it says in the Talmud Yerushalmi, the Feirish. It says in the Talmud Yerushalmi a few other drushes. The Achronim quote that Talmud Yerushalmi. that it says in the Yerushalmi that just like the Sefer Torah is nitna lehidorish, so to Megillah Esther is nitna lehidorish. So you see that they're comparing it to Sefer Torah. Taisa disagrees with Rashi. Why do you call the Sefer Torah Amitu Shal Torah? Call it a Sefer Torah. So they say the phrase Amitu Shal Torah refers to a mezuzah. How do you know mezuzah needs sirtut? That's a beferish Gemara. They quote, that's a Gemara Menachos. The Gemara says Menachos on Daf Lamed Beis, then a mezuzah needs sirtut and tefillin do not need sirtut. Hazak? Tefillin does not need sirtut and mezuzah does need sirtut. So the Gemara says the Megillah Esther is compared to Amitu Shal Torah, compared to mezuzah, just like a mezuzah needs sirtut, so to Megillah Esther needs sirtut. Taisus is bothered with Akasha. What do you mean that a tefillin don't need sirtut? The Gemara says if you send a letter to somebody and you quote a pasuk, that's the whole vav on the base and zayin and alf. If you send a letter and you quote a pasuk, much less than a pair of tefillin, just quote a phrase from a pasuk, you already need sirtut. Just the machlokes in the Gemara whether shnayim kaisim shalosh ein kaisim or shalosh kaisim marba ein kaisim. How many words do you have to quote from the pasuk? If I just write Bereshis Bara, I only wrote two words, so for that you don't need Sirtut. You write Bereshis Bara Lakim, so that's a Machlekes Amaroi. That's a Machlekes, the Brice and the Amara, whether you need Sirtut. Is that called the Haskalah of a quotation or not? But if you quote four words or more in a row, in a letter, then you need Sirtut. So Tez doesn't understand, how can you say that a Tefillin don't need Sirtut, you have more than four words in a row. So we had a few Rishonim were working on this kasha, and everybody came up with another einfach. So the Rambam quotes the Gaonim. Rambam quotes from the Tshuvas HaGaonim. Tefillin don't have sirtut mipnei she'ein mechufin, because it's covered. The parshas are covered over. The mezuzah is also rolled up. The Gemara talks about the mezuzah being rolled up. Here it's more than that. It's rolled up and it's sewn up. So therefore, that's the reason why it doesn't have sirtut. Means you only need sirtut if it's oimed l'kriya, if the thing is not oimed l'kriya or not. So the Megillah Saita is oimed l'mechika. So Megillah Saita, Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, the Kasvei Geres Psula, the Gemara Saita Daf Yud Zayin on the base, doesn't mean, like Rashi said, that you need sirtut. It means if you make chaseris v'seris, you have misspellings, it's not kosher. But you don't need sirtut. Why? It's certainly not oimed l'kriya. It's oimed l'mechika, it's not oimed l'kriya. So the Rambam quotes this from the Goyim, that's the explanation. The reason why the Gemara says in Menachos Daf Lamed Beis, it's Halacha Moshe Misina, that the tefillin, the parshiyos of tefillin do not require sirtut, because this Halacha of sirtut only applies when the pasuk is Amid L'Kriya. If I send you a letter and I quote a pasuk in the middle of the letter, that's Amid L'Kriya, you're going to read the pasuk. But the tefillin is not Amid L'Kriya, and the parshiyos sirtut is not Amid L'Kriya either. Sefer Torah is Ayimid L'Kriya. Why do we consider a mezuzah Ayimid L'Kriya? Mezuzah, you roll it up and you leave it like that. We don't need the mezuzah open. The modern style, some of the people today hang up the mezuzah, the whole parasha is open. They just cover it over with glass. The Gemara talks about rolling out the mezuzah in the Echad Ad Shema. Rav Soloveitchik thought, based on the Gemara, that if you don't roll it up, you're not Yotze the Mitzvah. He thought that that's Le'ikuvah. Others write in their Svarim, they don't think it's likud, but they think it's a violation of the minig. So the Gemara says the minig is that they rolled the me'echad klap ishma. So the ma'isa, according to the way Rav Soloveitchik said, if you're not yotze, it's going to be flat. It's going to be exposed. So the megillah, so the mezuzah is also not oimed l'kriya. So why do we distinguish? I don't know, it's a little unclear, but that's what the Rambam quotes from the Gemara. That's the Rambam's theory. I'm the Gonim's there. Kesem Mishnah writes a very strange answer. Kesem Mishnah on the side of the Rambam writes, if you would write the mezuzah in such a way that you would have four words on every line, normal, which is normal, Shema Yisrael Hashem Akein Hashem Echad, is always on one line. That's more than four words. Then Avadi needs Sirtut because you have four words on a line. But if you write Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, every line you only write three words. You don't write four words in a line, in a row, on one line. Then the Kesem Mishnah says, then you don't need sirtut. You only need sirtut if you have four words in a row. Very strange. You have four words in a row. Who says the four words have to be on the same line? It's a shvera kesef mishnah. So that's Tosis Kasha. How do you explain that din that a mezuzah, that a megid, again, how do you explain the din that tefillin do not need sirta, there should be like gora from a letter, unless you say the Rambam's teretz from the Gaonim. Neshayim Mechufim is the teretz. So Tosis here has a whole fantastic shtikal Torah from the Rabbeinu Tam. And then in Menachos they suggest a bland teretz. In Menachos they suggest a parallel Tosis. Or in Saita, one or the other, Menachos HaSaita, they suggest the teretz that Kach Nemar Alocha Moshe Messina, you're not allowed to make Sirta on Tefillin. That's the din, you're not allowed to. Mikra din, you should require Sirta because it's Psukim. But not that the Alocha Moshe Messina says you don't have to. How can it be that you don't have to? The Alocha says you're not supposed to. That's the Alocha of Tefillin, you're not supposed to make Sirta. Very strange. Lamaisa, we do Sirta. Tosis says, you don't need Sirta then. On tefillin, it's not necessary. And if you're going to volunteer it, Tosis says that's ridiculous. And they quote the Yerushalmi and the first parak of Masechta Shabbos kolapata maradav yasei nikra hedyot. There's no kiyum. It's a waste of time. Unless mihu, Tosis says towards the end of the narrow lines in the Tosis above on the base. It may not say for yochel lichtav yofer below sirta tzorach lesarta kol shita v'shita because it was that kelev yanveil. That's an interesting chiddush that Tosis says. We're used to thinking of zekeli v'anveyu, something that you can see on the outside. Like you want to have a pretty tefillin zekel, you want to have a pretty talus, everybody will see the talus. But what's doing inside the bias of the tefillin that's all sewn up? No one sees that. Once every couple of years, you give the tefillin to the sofer to check, so he's going to look at the parshios. So is that really a mitzvah of zekeli v'anveyu? So this is a diun in Shulchan Aruch, Hilchas Tefillin. Is there an inyan of hidden mitzvah? Is he the mitzvah to beautify the mitzvah, and beauty is in the eyes of the beholder? Only what's visible, whatever is not visible, whatever is hidden, there's no inyan of hidur. Or no, like Tosis says, Tosis over here holds, there is an inyan of zekeli v'anveyu, even that the ksav should be meyushar and the tefillin, even though no one's going to be able to read from it. So the Tosis in Saita and the Tosis in Menachos has one suggestion. This halacha Moshe Messina, you're not allowed to do sirta on the tefillin. That's not the accepted answer. Tosis says over here, the common practice is they do sirtut if it's necessary, if he doesn't have a, if it's difficult, so what's taka the answer? What does it mean that the tefillin don't need sirtut? If you write a letter, you need sirtut. So that's where Rabbi Natam came up with his fantastic shtikul Torah. So that's tzvei dinim. Whenever you have a kasha, the teretz is tzvei dinim. What are the tzvei dinim? There's one din of sirta, you just do sirta, the sirgul on the four sides. So you write within that frame, so the lines will be more or less neat. So if you're sending a letter to somebody and you quote a pasuk, so you need sirta. If you quote a few psukim, you need just on the four sides. It's Sefer Torah, Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, you don't need sirta on every line. When the Gemara says that mezuzah needs sirtut, means more than the sirtut of a letter, needs sirtut and every line. Every time you're gonna quote a pasuk, you're gonna need sirtut. Some tefillin don't need sirtut on every line, but they do need sirtut on the four sides. A whole shtikal Torah that Tosis gives. And they say the last word in Tosis is v'doichek. Rabbi Natam doesn't really fit in so well in the Masechta Sofer. They're not so sure. When the halacha says that we sometimes do require sirtut, namely in a mezuzah, according to Rashi and a Sefer Torah, in each sirtut, and a mezuzah is supposed to be written l'shma, and the Sefer Torah is supposed to be written l'shma, would you insist that the sirtut has to be done l'shma also? Or would you say no, as long as there's sirtut? So some achrenim come up with this chiddush, and Yeruday Hilchas Mezuzah, the Bach comes up, and others come up. There's such a chiddush that since the mezuzah will not be kosher unless it has sirtut, so the sirtut has to be done l'shma. Other achrayim point out that you see that Tosis doesn't agree. Because Tosis is quoting the passage of the Gemara Menachos Daf Lamed Beis, where the Gemara has a braisa. If you have Sefer Torah Shebolo, the Tanya, Tosis quotes Sefer Torah Shebolo, Tefillin Shebolo, old Sefer Torah, old Tefillin, and words are rubbed out, but the parsha Shema v'Hayoyim Shamaya are intact. So you're not allowed to convert it into mezuzah. Ein osma mezuzah lefi shein maridim mekdusha chamur lekdusha kam. It's a din malam hakodesh v'lo maridim. So the Gemara raises a question: if not for that issue of maridim, we would have permitted you to convert a pair of tefillin. How do you know that tefillin has more? The Gemara assumes that tefillin has more kedusha than mezuzah. Why is that so? So the Rambam writes, because tefillin have four parshios, Shema v'Hayoyim Shemaya plus another two, Kadesh v'Yekev Yachah, and mezuzah only has two parshios. Sefer Torah has many more parshios, as the four parshios of tefillin plus much more. And the kedusha of the Torah Shebichtav is in proportion to the psukim of Torah that you have. The more psukim you have, so the more kedusha there is. The Gemara also says that there's a din of Malam HaKodesh V'lo Maridin, you're permitted to convert the Shal Yad into a Shal Rosh, but you're not permitted to convert the Shal Rosh into a Shal Yad, because we assume that the Shal Rosh has a higher level of Kedusha than the Shal Yad. Why do we assume Shal Rosh has a higher level of Kedusha than Shal Yad? So the Pashto says because it has an extra letter Shin. The Gemara says that the Bayi Shal Rosh has to have a Shin on the outside. Our practice is we have two Shin, that's based on the Zohar. The Gemara just says you need a Shin. But if you have just one letter more, so it already has more Kedusha's Torah Shemitzah. So the Gemara says, the Gemara is Medayik on the Brisa. The only reason why you're not permitted to convert tefillin into mezuzah because it's Maridin, because mezuzah has a lower level of Kedusha, because it has less psukim, it has only two parshios. If not for that issue, we would have been able to convert the tefillin into the mezuzah. The Gemara asked the kasha, but mezuzah needs sirtu, and the tefillin doesn't have any sirtu. So Taisa asked the kasha, why did they simply answer Chacham asking a bit mesurtatim? We're talking about a case where the sefer made sirtu on the tefillin on every line. Why did the Gemara answer like that? So Taisa said that's a ridiculous answer because it's stupid. Because kolapatam and adavah ve'asen nikra hedi. Then Taisa turns around 10 lines later. They say, but bizman azef, the sefer is not baki. Because in the days of the Gemara, they never had a sefer who needed sirta on every line to make it pretty. It's a little strange. So, but that's what Tosfos thinks. Bizman Gemara, that institution didn't happen, never happened, that the sefer would have to have sirta on every line because of his akelim abeyu. And why didn't the Gemara say hach maskinim b'misurtatim? Because kolapatam and adavi yaseh nikra hedi, the sefer wouldn't want to be an idiot, so he certainly wouldn't do sirtut. So the Achrayim point out, and if he would have done sirtut on tefillin, but tefillin al pi din doesn't need sirtut. So the sirtut that you do on tefillin is not considered lishma. So if the Bach is right, if those Achrayim are right, that a mezuzah requires sirtut leikuvah and it has to be lishma, so how would it be good if it would be hachmas kinim b'mesurtatim? The whole discussion that Tosfos raises over here is out of place. You see that Tosfos clearly does not agree with those achrayim. Tosfos says a mezuzah needs sirtut, but the sirtut does not have to be made lishma. The Gemara says there in Saita and Daf Yud Zayin on the base. The way Rashi learns the Gemara, kas v'igeres psula, so Rashi learns that a Megillah Saita needs sirtut. So Tosfos raises the question, what would be the din if you wrote a Megillah Saita and then you put in the Sirtut afterwards? Would that be acceptable? Let's say according to Rashi, that a get needs Sirtut. What would be the din if you wrote a get and then you put in the Sirtut after you did the Ksivah? Do you need the Sirtut prior to the Ksivah, or can you even put the Sirtut onto the piece of paper after the Ksivah? So Tosfos is not sure. What's the suffix? Because the whole reason why Rashi insists that Megillah Saita needs Sirtut and a get needs Sirtut is because Nikra Sefer. Because it says, because of Akonis Allah Seila Bas Sefer, and a get is called Kasala Sefer Krisus. So the Tzura of a Sefer requires that it should have Sirtut. Like we would say, a book. A book means you have hard covers and it's, the pages are glued together. That's what a book is supposed to look like. The word Sefer doesn't mean a book. What sefer means a document. So Rashi claims that the word sefer carries the connotation of sirtut with it. Yeah. I don't know. The pella. Tefela. Maybe Rashi learns Zayna Mikri Yotzei Midei Pshuto. So the Pshuto Shal Mikri is that it's a Chetz of a Sefer Nitzitu. And the Sefer's Dvarim is the additional level of interpretation. I don't know, but the Tosfos is not happy with that Rashi. That a get needs Sirtut Ben Atur. And Shulchan Aruch, they say you should do Sirtut and a get. So the Vilna Gaon quotes the Mokker, Rashi. Rashi holds that it's a Din Ben Atur. So Tosfos there in Saita is not sure. Within Rashi's opinion that a get needs Sirtut and Megillah Saita needs Sirtut, is it acceptable if you put in the Sirtut after you finish the Ksid? So the Achronim asked Rabbi Kiveger, asked Akasha, how can Tosfos have such a suffix? Look in the Gemara in Menachos, Daf Lamed Beis. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara had a brisa, if Torah Shabbala, Tvinu Shabbali, you're not allowed to convert it into a mezuzah, because Malam HaKodesh Be'im Morid. If not for the issue of Morid, then we would have been able to convert it. I think Gemara fact Akasha, but Tfilin and Sefer Torah, at least in Tfilin. According to Rashi, the Kashab is only for Tfilin, because Sefer Torah does need Sirtut. According to Tyson, Sefer Torah does need Sirtut either. But the Kashab is both from Tfilin and Sefer Torah. How can you possibly convert it into a mezuzah? Tfilin and Sefer Torah do not need Sirtut, and mezuzah does need Sirtut. So Gemara says, oh, it's a machlekes hatanoi. Why do you have to say machlekes hatanoi? They could have said, if not for the issue of Malam HaKadosh Olam Arin, you'd be able to put in the Sirtut now. I wrote it 5 years ago as a Sefer Torah or as Tfilin. Now that I want to use it as a mezuzah, so I'll put in the sirtut now. So isn't it befavish in the Gemara that you can't put in the sirtut later on? That's Rabbi Kivega's kasha on Yeridei. How can Tosfos in Saita that the Zainam and Beis raise such a suffix whether the sirtut can be added after the ksiva? Isn't it befavish that the sirtut has to be there before the ksiva? So the latest Svarim write that Tosfos' whole suffix only applied, let's say, to a get, but to Megillah Saita the way Rashi learned. If you're talking about a mezuzah, yeah, for sure the sirtut has to be there before the ksiva. That's a din in the Maisak ksiva. Rashi says that a Megillah Saita and a get need sirtut because it's called sefer. A mezuzah is not called sefer. A mezuzah needs sirtut because it's a din in ksiva. You send a letter to someone, that's not called a sefer, that's an igeris. Sefer means something that's going to last for a long time, and it's like a decree over and over and over again. A letter is not called a sefer. And nonetheless, the Gemara says you need sirtut. So there, when you're talking about sirtut on psukim, that's sirtut bishas ksiva. When you're talking about sirtut on a get, you're talking about sirtut on a Megillah Saita, that's because it's nikra sefer. So that's what Tosfos raised the possibility that maybe the sirtut would be kosher even if you added it on later, even after the whole ksiva was done. Then we discussed a little bit Chumash. The Chumash talks about the big day kahuna, the kohen hadid wears four begadim, the kohen gadol wears shmeina begadim. So the four begadim that the kohen hadid wears is shared in common with the kohen gadol. In addition, over and above the four, he wears another four begadim. So the kohen gadol and the kohen hadid wears a mikbas and the kohen gadol wears a mitznefes. Isn't it the same thing? The basic four begadim is exactly the same. And the additional begadim are the tzitz and the choshen and the other things. But why does the Chumash use a different expression? So Tosfos has two opinions. The last line in Tosfos they write, Afilo ha-yushavois, even if you assume it's nefes and mikbas, the same thing, interchangeable expressions. But Tosfos in the beginning is pushing for a different opinion. That's what Tosfos in Sukkah explains on Hayamid Aleph. That goes as follows. The Pasuk says that the Kohen Gadol wears Oyal Mitzchah Tomit. He wears the tzitz al mitzchay. What does it mean? Mitzchay is a Pasha translation. Mitzchay means the forehead. So Tosfos says, well, if you look in Targum Unkelus on the word al mitzchay, it says beinei nohi. What does beinei nohi mean? So that expression appears with respect to tefillin shorosh. Shart melos like that. Why the tov is beinei necha? So what does it mean beinei necha? That you put the tefillin shorosh right on top of your nose, in between your eyes. So the Gemara says no. Beinei necha means b'chuvin keneged beinei nayin b'mokam seyor. On the top of the head, where the hair grows. So this leads Tosfos to believe that maybe when the Kohen Gadol wears the tzitz al mitzchay, it doesn't mean on Tzaddon's forehead, it rather means b'makom tefillin. So does he wear tefillin? The Gemara says, yeah, he wears tefillin. So the Gemara says, Sayer ha'yanira bein tzitz l'mitz nefes, shesham ha'yimenech tefillin. So Tosfos, according to the first suggestion of Tosfos here, and then one day in Tosfos in Sukkah, Daf Hey, they suggest that Kohen Gadol wears it, sits at the beginning of his hairline, and then Sairah Hayanira Ben sits in his nefesh, the next to his voice is where he puts his Tefillin Shel Rosh, and then he has the mitznefes further back. The Kohen Hedyot doesn't have to wear any tzitz, so he just wears tefillin. The Gemara says the Kohen Hedyot also wears tefillin in the Beis Hamikdash when he does Avodah. So he wears the tefillin over here, and the tefillin is only going to be two etzbois wide. So he has a mikvas which is bigger than a mitznefes. The mitznefes is the same as the mikvas, but it's a smaller size, because the Kohen Gadol has to wear first the tzitz, then the tefillin, and the mitznefes covers less of his head. Hasheni ken the Kohen Hedyot only wears the tefillin, so the mikvas is bigger. That's what Taisa suggests.
That's amazing. I mean, why would the Kohen's big head then better?
Okay. It has to fit each Kohen's head, right?
So they should have the same thing. And they could have the same thing. It's not like...
Okay. When this person was a Kohen Hedyot, and then they appointed him a Kohen Gadol, so the day they appointed him a Kohen Gadol, they got to make him a different mikvas, because the mikvas that he wore before covered up a bigger area on his head. Now they were just appointed yesterday as the Kohen Gadol elect, so when he becomes a Kohen Gadol, so he has to wear the tzitz and the tefillin, and the mitznev is going to be smaller than the mikvas that he used to wear. Every person who is first a Kohen Hedyot, then a Kohen Gadol, has to switch. It's not going to be the same size. Then Taisus on the bottom of Vav and Beis quotes a Gemara by Mem Adlikin. You have two dinim. Not all dinim derabbanan are in the same category. Usually, when Mekel and dinim derabbanan, as opposed to dinim deraisa, were more machmer. Sofik derabbanan were cooler, but some dinim derabbanan are more chomer than others. So Taisus says the Gemara makes a distinction between eruv chatzeris, which is clearly derabbanan, and Eruv Tchumen, which is the Rabbanon. We paskin the whole din of Tchumen is only the Rabbanon. So Eruv Tchumen is the Rabbanon, Eruv Hatzeris is the Rabbanon. So the Gemara says in Bamim Adlikin, one is more chomer than the other. The Main Afkamina, you have two Mishnayis. One Mishnah says, Sofik Hashecha, Sofik Ein Hashecha, Ma'arvin, the Tchumen is the Chamed. You're permitted to put an Eruv during Bein Hashmashas. The other Mishnah says that Somach La Hashecha, the person should encourage his wife, make sure you make the Erev before Samach Lach Hashecha, before Shkia, not during Bein Hashmashas. So the Gemara poses a question, isn't this a contradiction? On the one hand, you say that the Erev has to be made before Bein Hashmashas, and then the other Mishnah says, Savik Hashecha, Savikene Hashecha, Ma'arvin. I don't really understand why such a kasha, because this is L'Havchila, this is B'Rievet. That's what the Gemara is, this kasha. But the Gemara says the teretz is that one din the Rabbana is more chomer than the other. So which is the one that's more chomer? So Taisus has a machlekes with Rashi. So Taisus says that what Rashi wrote in Perek Bama Madlikin is more correct. Kemoshe Pirish Bakunches Bama Madlikin is the correct pshat, that Tchum Shabbos is a machlekes hatanoim, whether it's the Reis or the Rabbana. Because the pasuk says, Shvu yishtachta bal yetzi ish ben koma bayam ha-shvi. So Rabbi Akiva insists that that is the marker of the institution of Tchum Shabbos. The Chachamim disagree. Taisa says, Taisa assumes we pass like the Rabbanan, that Tchum Shabbos is only the Rabbanan, but it still has an Asmachta in the Chumash. As opposed to Eruvei Chatzeris, the Gemara says in Erev in the Shlomo HaMelech instituted the Takana of Eruvei Chatzeris, that if you have an apartment building with 100 different tenants living in the different apartments, you're not allowed to carry in the hallways unless they own a box of matzahs, own the shutfis, and it's placed in one of the apartments. And however that works, the Gemara has a whole discussion in Maseches Erev, and how does it work? So Taisa says, that has no asmachta in Chumash. Inyan of Tchumen has an asmachta in Chumash, even though it's all the Rabbanan, that the din the Rabbanan that has an asmachta is more chomer than the din the Rabbanan which doesn't have the asmachta. That's what Taisa says. V'chein pirish abenach ananol. Why sheyesh lo smach min apasuk has an asmachta? We usually think asmachta is just a remez, just a mnemonic device that was instituted to remember the din. When your mother said, well, you remind yourself of that din. So wouldn't appear so from Tosfos. Tosfos seems to assume that asmachta means that that was the author's hidden intention. When the Rebbe Shlom dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu, his hidden intention was that they should institute a din derabbanan on some later generation. Sometimes the author's intentions were dinim deraisa. When you darshim sukim, klal prat klal, or whatever, So the author is the Rebbe Shlom, and his intention is for the Midrash Atarna Dreshes Ben. That's a real din deraisa. And sometimes the author's intentions were intended that the Chachamim should come up with a din derabanan in a later generation. So Tosfos says when it's an asmachta, it's a more choshuva, it's a more chamedik a din derabanan than a din derabanan without an asmachta.
How does that make it more common?
Because we know that the Ribbono Shel Olam was encouraging us.
As opposed to
the Din Rabbanan, well, we made it up on our own, and we had no remnants from the Ribbono Shel Olam, encouraging us to institute.
So we say the same thing by Doraisa, something that's the first Bukhara, not the first Bukhara, that the first Bukhara were more sure that this was...
Not necessarily, no. No, not necessarily. A Din Doraisa is a Din Doraisa. What's the difference between Purish Bukhara or not? That's what we said over from the Chofetz Chaim. That he quoted the various midrashim, that whatever the Ribbono Shel Olam created, the Maim Rapi, was Mubchar from the things that it told us. So Adam HaRishon was Hikriv carbon. Which carbon did he bring? The Sita of Hashem is Shor Por. So the Gemara says Adam HaRishon brought the carbon Shekarnoisav Kodmos Leparsoisav, the original behemoth that rose out of the earth, that all of the other bloodless were born from that. So Adam HaRishon brought the original one as the carbon. Why didn't Dafka bring the original one? So that's what the Chofetz Chaim says. Apparently, the original behemoth that was created, the Maim HaPiv Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was the Mufchar, and the Halacha requires when you bring carbonus, it should be Mimivcha Nidrecha, it should be Min HaMufchar. The Gemara says in Brachas that the reward for the Tzaddikim and Olam Haba, Limos HaMashiach, is going to be that they drink the Yain HaMashum HaPanavav Nisheshes Mei Bereshes. Why shouldn't we squeeze some wine out now? Why should we drink the wine from the grapes from Sheshes Mei Bereshis? So he says, apparently the Gemara seems to assume that the original grapes that were created in Maim HaPiv Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu are Mufchar. It's tastier than all of the other grapes that are vladeh of those original grapes. And the same thing the Medrash says on Parshas Bereshis, Vayivra Hashem Elokim et Tanninim HaGdolim, that the Ribbono Shel Olam set aside the Leviathan, then he gave up the Leviathan, he salted it away, put it in the freezer, he's going to give it to the Tzaddikim Lasi Lover. Why don't you catch a fresh fish? Why should the caterer give us fish that's 6,000 years old in the freezer? So that's what the Chofetz Chaim writes in one of his essays. No, apparently the original taninim that were created in Maim HaPiv Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu were mufchar. So he raised the question, one might perhaps think that in Torah also, Tavli Torah Picha, Me'alfi Zolaches, maybe Torah Picha is more mufchar. Whatever the Rebbe Shalom dictated in the Chumash, that he dictated, that's Torah Picha. Let's say the Chachamim learned out a din by reading Klal HaPrata Klal, or Midrash Atarna Dreshes Ben, but that wasn't dictated directly by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Bnei Yisrael. So maybe that should have the din like Vladei Vladis. So maybe the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated, the Chumash, the text of the Chumash, should be more Mufchar. So he quotes our Gemara, that the Gemara says, the Amoraim had a machlekes. Why did the husband get angry at his wife? Atizna la pilaksha. Machlekes Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Avyasa. Why did he get angry at the Pilagish Begiva? So, well, Rabbi Yossi Ashkechel Elio, Anavi, and he asked them, what is the Ribbono Shel Olam doing now? So he tells me, he's learning Pilagish Begiva. So he said, what does he have to say about it? So the Ribbono Shel Olam says, it's a Machlegish Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yonasi. Meaning the Ribbono Shel Olam is not true himself. And Moses says, Elevi Elo Devi Lekim Chai. So the Chofetz Chaim quotes from Rabbi Chaim Valozhin and Seif and Nefesh HaChaim, that it would appear from the Gemara that whenever the Rabbanim develop a drashim, whenever the Rabbanim say Divrei Torah, so the Ribbono Shel Olam says it over also in heaven above. So it comes out that everything, even the Klal HaPrata Klal, is not treated like a vladis. It's not a toldus of the original din. Everything is Torah Spichon, even what the Ribbono Shel Olam said directly. The Rav Rishonim say that something that's Mufurish in Torah Shebichsav is more chomer than Dinim of Torah Shebichsav. There is a group of Rishonim that say like that. But you can't necessarily prove it from this thesis. That's a different idea that they have.
But it could be parallel.
I don't know if it's connected. There's a famous ritva in the first parak in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, Omra Torah, Imra Lufane Malchi Zechanes V'Shoifers. What do you mean, Omra Torah, Imra Lufane Malchi Zechanes V'Shoifers? The Ramban HaKadosh writes that Malchus HaKadosh is only the Rabban. He quotes the Gemara that it's only the Rabban. So how does the Gemara say Imra Lefana? So the answer is it's an Asmachta. So it's only an Asmachta. So how does the Gemara say Omer Torah, Imra Lefana, and Dam Tezayin? So the Ritva over there writes that he has a tradition from Rabbeisav, that's from the Ramban, that when you have an Asmachta, you shouldn't think that it's only a mnemonic device to remember the din. No, that's really the author's hidden intention. When the Rabbanu Shlom dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu, that's what he meant. He meant that he would appreciate it that if someday in the future the rabbis will institute such a din derabbanan. Sometimes the author's intention becomes a din derais, and sometimes it only becomes a din derabbanan. Such a tesis in the beginning of Erevin. The Gemara says in Erevin, the first Mishnah says, when you have an area that's enclosed with three walls, so minatori you're allowed to carry, and you need a tikkun on the ruach avias midirabbanan. So Tosfos says it's halacha l'moshe misina. So the Marshal asks, what do you mean halacha l'moshe misina? The Gemara says before that it's only the rabbanan, it's not their eyes. So the Marshal says that's what Tosfos meant to say. There was halacha l'moshe misina, that in case in the future generations the rabbis will decide to make a takana derabbanan, this is the way they should make the takana derabbanan, that you should require a lechi or a korah. The halacha l'moshe misina was regulating a takana derabbanan. They had traditions from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, like over here. We had a asmach that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is encouraging us to make a takana derabbanan. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave dinim to Moshe Rabbeinu, that's how the Tosfos seems to assume. When you make a takana derabbanan, he gave his guidelines how to make a takana derabbanan. The Tosfos quotes another Gemara in Erev and Menvav. The Gemara there has a whole theme, halachik dira meko be'erev. Whenever there's a machlokes, yochid v'rabim, so you always say yochid v'rabim halachik kirabim. And even on a din derabbanan, you also say yochid v'rabim halachik kirabim. And you don't say, well, the yochid is meko, so let's consider it sveka derabbanan l'kula. That's not a bona fide suffix. A suffix derabbanan l'kula means a 50-50 suffix. But if machlokes yochid v'rabim, you say halachik kirabim even on a din derabbanan. But what if it's in hilchos aveilus? So then the Gemara says that's a different story. Halachik dira meko be'ovil. And Tosfos points out, even if you're dealing with dinim of avelus that are deraisa, Tosfos quotes, even according to the Gaonim, that avelus yamrishan is deraisa, Tosfos thinks that you still say, they quote from the Gaonim, say like that, you still say halachik dira meko ba'ov. So the Gemara has such a klal over here also, halachik dira meko be'erev, all daf Gemara there, and erev and daf mevo. Halachik dira meko ba'ov, halachik dira meko be'erev. So the Gemara first started off to think that halachik dira meko be'erev should only apply to eruv chatzeris, should not apply to eruv tchumen, because eruv tchumen is mochamer. But man, why is it mochamer? It's all dinim derabbanan. Why is one mochamer than the other? So Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Hananel. The reason why? Because this has an asmachta, v'sheyesh lo smach ben aposuk, and eruv chatzeris does not have asmach. Then the Gemara comes to the conclusion that it's not so. We apply the rule halachik dira meko be'erev not only by eruv chatzeris, even by Ruv Tchumen, but Gemara had a half a minute to distinguish between the two. So the, and that half a minute is correct, Lamaskana, with respect to Ben Hashmashes. Would we permit you to put the Erev Tchumen Ben Hashmashes? So Erev Tchumen, we would not allow it, we wouldn't accept it, and Eruv Chatzeres, we would accept it. We're more machmer in Eruv Tchumen than in Eruv Chatzeres. Beis Halevi has like that. He talks about it in his Chuvis. He talks about Shmita Bezman Hazeh, the Rabbanon. But he says, the dinam derabbanan, there are dinam derabbanan, different kinds of dinam derabbanan. So he says he's not so convinced that you have a right to declare safik derabbanan lekula by all dinam derabbanan. He's prepared to say that if you have a din derabbanan that has an asmachta that's closer to a din deraisa, and then you should say safik derabbanan lechumra. The Prim Gadim writes like that. They say lady didn't look in the Prim Gadim. Prim Gadim writes like that, but the Prim Gadim wants to distinguish between asmachta. The Gemara sometimes says it's a din derabbanan, the pasuk is only an asmachta. Sometimes the Gemara says the pasuk is only an asmachta be'alma. So the Prima Gadim sees that there's a shinui in loshon. He thinks that asmachta be'alma means it's only zichron dvarim be'alma, just a mnemonic device. And asmachta means that this was taka the author's intention. He quotes. Yeah, he quotes the different opinions. So he says, even if one will assume that Shemitah Bizman Hazeh, most of the Rishonim assume that Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is the Rabbanan, but he says it's more chomer than other the Rabbanan. He used to write then, that was in the late 1800s, that's when they first started the colonization in Eretz Yisrael. So when the issue of the Shemitah came up by the first religious Moshav there, Maskeret Batya, was named after Baron Rothschild's mother. He went and he visited the Moshav and he saw that they were from a Balabatim, and he felt that they deserved to use his mother's name. His mother is religious. Beatrice. Her mother's name was Beatrice, but her Yiddish name was Batya. So he gave them permission to name the Moshe Maskeret Batya. Now, not Moshe, they're no religious people at all. I think they're Shem Shabbos. But when they first started, they had a minion. When they came from Europe, they decided they're going to go with a minimum of a minion because they want to have Tefillah B'Tzibur every day. So they went, 11 Balabatim went. They had 11 because they're afraid, what if someone gets sick? So they won't have a minion. So they had 11 people. Then the first issue came up, they were tumbling about observing Shemitah. So some balabas, they used to have the commentator. So someone wrote an essay into the Hebrew journal that they had then. They wrote Hebrew. So he said, Shemitah B'Zmanah says only the Rabbanon, and Sveka the Rabbanon Lekula. We're not sure which year is Shnas HaShemitah. Whether the year that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we're not sure which year the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, also not, Tosfos says. And the Gemara says that Beis HaMikdash was destroyed by Tzoi Shviyas. We're not sure what that means, but that means that Tisha B'Av, when the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, that was year number one of the Shemitah cycle of Tzoi Shviyas. Oh no, the Beis HaMikdash was burning from Tisha B'Av till after Sukkot, and then after the fires went out, that year was Tzoi Shviyas. But the year during which the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed was really Shnas HaShemitah, it was Matzoi Shviz. Then you have a Machlokes, the Rambam and the Gaon, where he's supposed to discount every 50th year as a blank year. Every year goes a blank year. So there are different opinions when the Shnas HaShemitah is. One of the writers into the commentator wrote, Sveka the Rabbanu Lekul, since the whole Shemitah is not as only the Rabbanu, so you can be Mekel on the whole thing. So that's what the Beis HaLevi argues against that. So he says, how can you say, first of all, he says, if you're really going to consider it a suffix which year is Shnas HaShemitah, you can't say Sveka D'Rabbanan Kodesh to do away with the whole din of Shemitah. Then you have to be machmer on everything. So he said, we better not accept your position. That is the suffix. We better assume that Tavshin Samaches is the real Shnas HaShemitah. If it's a real suffix, then you have to go to Chumra on everything. Then he has this other argument, and he develops the whole thing, that Tzveka D'Rabbanan Lekula doesn't apply to all Dinim D'Rabbanan. Sometimes you have a Din D'Rabbanan that's Mochamad than other Dinim D'Rabbanan. He explains why he thinks that Shemitah B'Zman is Mochamad than the others, and he thinks that sometimes you'll say Tzveka D'Rabbanan Lechumra. So that's what Tosfos writes over here, the difference between Eruvei Tchumin and Eruvei Chatzeres. And he says it's a Beferish Gemara and Bama Madlikin, and it's the Havamin of the Gemara and Erev and Adaf Menvov. Yeah, what else did we discuss? When the Shliach Lahilacha is watching the Tzivis Haget in order to be able to say Bifanei Nechtav, so the Gemara says he doesn't have to be there from the beginning to the end. The Gemara on the bottom of Hamad Beis, as long as he's there in the beginning, he has the right to assume that the rest of the Get was written Lishma. That's the principle that comes out of this Gemara. Kol Ha'oisa, Aldas Rishayna Ha'oisa. Let's say a person shechts a korban Lishma. And then the same coin does all the avodas. Shchita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Hazrika, it does all the avodas. So whenever you start doing a whole series of things lishma, so we assume that the rest was also done lishma. He doesn't have to make, let's say a person is tying tzitzis. So the Mishnah Berurah has a chumrah that many don't accept, that in order to be considered lishma, you need amira. That was the discussion that the Rosh has. When you write a get lishma just means the kavana. The sefer should have in mind that he's writing with lishma, or he has to say so. So the Rosh says this should really depend on the machlekes harishonim regarding pigul and regarding shalod lishma. When we talk about machsheves pigul, or we talk the first mishnah in Zvachim about machsheves shalod lishma, either a person shechts an oila, and he shechts the person shechts it l'shem chatos. He knows it's an oila. And he says, you don't deserve to bring an oil. You have to first bring a chatos to get a kapara, and then you can begin to consider bringing an oil. Or the balabos brings the korban, he says, you're a rasha, I'm not going to be makrib the korban for you. Your father's a tzaddik, I'll have your father in mind on this korban. You'll do a little tshuva, you come back next month, we'll consider bringing your korban. So the kohen knows that it's someone else's korban, and he has in mind the shina bailim, or shini kodesh. So the mishnah says, various dinim, an opening mishnah in Zohar. So Tosfos and every other Masechta raises this issue. Tosfos in Sochim and Tosfos in Kiddush in the Rishonim talk. In Git and every other Masechta they talk about. When you talk about Machsheves, Shina Kodesh or Shina Badam and Machsheves Pigul, it means Machshover or it means Dibur. So if Machshover there means Dibur, then mistama machshavas lishma also means dibur. If machshavas shalom lishma means machshava, then mistama machshavas lishma is also good enough machshavas. And Mishnah Berurah is machmer. Then when you tie tzitzis, you should. There's a machlek, there's tesis in the Rambam, where the kshiras achutei tzitzis needs lishma. The Rambam holds that only asiyas achutim needs lishma. To take the wool and to make it into thread, to strings, that needs lishma. When you tie it onto the beggar, that does not have to be done lishma. And Tosis disagrees with the Rambam. Tosis holds that tying the chutim onto the beggar also has to be done lishma. So do you have to declare in advance that you have to say the pair that you're doing the lishma? So the Mishnah Berurah is machma. Is machma like Tosis that you need asiya lishma? And is machma that lishma requires amira? Says as he's tying the tzitzis on four corners of the garment. So every time he ties it, he has to keep on saying, "I'm doing lishma, doing lishma." He has to say it 1,000 times every time. Or every time he does the Keshev Elyon, the rest is not Likuva, all the rest, but the Keshev Elyon is Ma'akev on every corner. So every time he does the Keshev Elyon, he ties the upper knot, he has to say he's doing Lishma. So the Mishnah Berurah says, not necessary. And even let's say he started to tie the tzitzis before Mincha, and then he has a break for 20 minutes, he daven Mincha, then he continues to tie the tzitzis. Or he, let's say he starts writing a get before Mincha, and then he daven Mincha, and then he finishes writing the get after Mincha. We still say Kala Esal Das Rishayna. He says he doesn't have to make the declaration all over again. All Chad Gadya. That's based on this Gemara. Kala Esal Das Rishayna Hois. It's a din and lishma. We had a discussion. Ela Mishpatim Asher Tosim Lifneihem. So the Gemara says Lifneihem Ela Lifnei Had Yotos. So the word Lifneihem refers to the rabbis, the Dayonim. That's the Gemara Peches on the base. Lifneihem Ela Lifnei Had Yotos. Lifneihem Ela Lifnei Abdi Kochoven. The two drushes in the middle of Peches on the bed. Then there's a Gemara in Baba Kama that says, of course, Ela Mishpatim Shatasim Lefneim. The word Lefneim is Hishvakos of Isha Liish, and Choldinim Shabbatur. That the women have all the exact same dinim, Choyvul and Mazik and Halvor and Shvur Derais. Everything applies to women just as it applies to men, because it says, Ela Mishpatim Shatasim Lefneim. Lefneim means the men, the women, everybody's in the same boat. So Tosis raises the question, wait a minute. If you put the two drushes together, lefneihem means the balabatim, elishvat shtasim lefneihem, give all the dinim to the hamayinam, the men and the women. And lefneihem means that din Torah should be brought in front of a Jewish court, lefneihem ulo lefnei akoes, ulo lefnei obdi kochavim. So if you put the two together, lefneihem means the men and the women. So you tell me that women are kosher to serve as rabbis? Women rabbis? Orthodox? Women rabbis? Serving as members of a bezin? So that's what Tosis says. Isn't that surprising? Can you join together these two drushes? Lefneihem means men and women, and Lefneihem means dayanim. So men and women are both kosher to serve as dayanim, provided that the women know how to learn. The men are not kosher to serve as members of a din Torah, members of a bezin, unless they know how to learn. So if you have a woman who knows how to learn, can she serve as a dayanim on a din Torah? The Tosis has 2 days. Shulchan Aruch says no good. But the Tosis has 2 opinions about that. So the Tosis says, how can there be two opinions? Isn't there a Beferish and Mishnah in Nida? And Daf Mem Tes, the Mishnah says, Kol HaKosha Lodun, Kosha Lohoid, V'yeshik Shem Lohoid, V'yeshik Shem Lodun. Whoever is Kosha Dayanis is certainly Kosha Laedis. But there's some people who are Kosha Laedis, not Kosha Dayanis. Who is Kosha Laedis, not Kosha Dayanis? A non-learned person. Easy enough. Person is an Amoritz. It's kosher leidus and it's not kosher dayanus. A ger is kosher leidus and not kosher dayanus. A ger is dan chaver a ger, but a ger is not kosher lodin as hayisra. So there are people who are kosher leidus, not kosher dayanus, but it doesn't exist. A person is kosher dayanus, certainly kosher leidus. So Tosin says, what about noshim? We're not sure what the din is, whether ish ksheira lodun. So if an ish is ksheira lodun, but an ish is psula loid, that's a gemara and daflamin in Shavuos. So isn't there a rule? Whoever is Pasul Eidus is automatically Pasul Adayanus. How can we have 2 opinions? So Tosis says, V'yesh Leimah, that's the Tosis on Peches on the base. First wide line in that Tosis. V'yesh Leimah, that klal in the Mishnah Nida, Daf Mem Tes, where is it? Daf Mem Tes, only goes on men, it doesn't go on women. What kind of a teretz is that? The klal perk basim be ishmairi. Kalisha kashalot and kashalot, it doesn't go on women. Why not? It's the klal. That's what we mentioned from Rav Soloveitchik. We mentioned several times that there's a difference between one who doesn't have a shemaid at all, one who has a shemaid but is an eight pasul. He said with respect to Baldovar, the Ravid's opinion is that Baldovar doesn't have a shemaid. And the Tumim said that there were six people. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought Tosfos is driving at over here. If you have a person who should have been really kosher lahoy, but the Torah says that he has a paslus, namely he's a korva, he's a rasha. So the paslus of korva, rasha, applies also for dayaris. But if the vart is an isha doesn't have a paslus, v'haraya, the tumim says he wouldn't say nim sechemem korva pasul. It's not a paslus, just that then an isha doesn't have a shame made. So just because she's not in the parsha of Vedas doesn't necessarily mean that such a person is not in the parsha of dayaris. In fact, in Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara said befarish that a katan is not kosher la'edus. There's one opinion in Shulchan Aruch that a katan is kosher la'adun. We don't pass him like that. But the Machaber quotes one opinion from the Yerushalmi like that, that a katan is kosher la'adun. So again, the same answer, a katan doesn't have a shame made at all.
Can what?
Can a ger be on a bezdin for a non-ger?
Yeah.
That's a good question. The pashta says that not. The question, does it possible for the yevet? The Gemara says, ger dan chaveir ha-ger. If a ger is dan the Yisrael, that's not proper because it's an act of sorora. So they violated sorora. What would be b'di yevet? What would be b'di yevet if they went ahead and they did it? I don't know. It's a good question. The different kinds of bati din. That's what we pointed out. The Rashash asked the Kasha, if Tosfos has two opinions with the Ishik Sheva Ladon, so how do you deal with the Gemara and Hayamid base? The Gemara had the Machlokes Amarim Bifnei Kama Nos Nalo. When the Shliach Lailocha has to testify before an Echta, before an Echta, does he say Bifnei Shnaim or does he say Bifnei Shloisha? The Gemara says basically it should be Bifnei Shloisha because everybody, Rabbi Isley, the Rabbi, everybody holds out Kiyam Ashtar needs a Beznav Shloisha. And Tosfos points out in the beginning of Sanhedrin and Rav Gimel Amar Aleph that even if you hold Shnaim Shadonu, the name Din, that B'diyevet Shnaim Shadonu is good, that's only out of Din Tur, but not out of Kiyam Ashtar for sure. Shloisha is Leikuva. So the Gemara says over here, Haman basically, she really needs Shloisha. How can there be a Machloikis? Everybody agrees. Rabbi Isley, the Rabbi, everybody agrees that the Fananechta is a form of Kimashtar. Certainly, Shendish Loisha. So Gemara says, yeah. But we have a rule that Bidirabbanon, Eid Nasadayin. So the Shliach Lahiloche, he's the Eid. He's the one saying the Fananechta, he's making the Kimashtar. So he can turn around and be Mekabel his own Eidus and serve as the third member of the Biz. The Gemara says, so what's the Machloikis? So why does the other Ramara hold Bifnei Shloisha? Why doesn't everybody agree Bifnei Shnayim? Because Shliach Nasei, Neid Nasei Dain B'Dirabbanon. The Gemara says, the one who holds Bifnei Shloisha, because he's concerned, sometimes a woman will bring the get, because the Nishik Sheva Lahavi is a get. So if the woman will bring the get, she's not Toshit to serve as a member of the Bezdin. So in such a case, you will require Bifnei Shloisha. So maybe they made a loy plug rabbanon that you always need Bifnei Shloisha. That's how the Gemara says. So the simple reading of the Gemara is, Zimin in the Maisi Lo Itza, the Samchi Alo, a woman will bring the get. Not that Zimin, sometimes the wife herself will bring the get. The Mishnah has the case. A rare case, must have come up once in the history of the world, that the husband gave the wife the get and he said she should serve as a Shliach Loy Locha until she goes to the Bez and she should say the Fana Nechta. Then they should appoint a different Shliach or she should give it a get. A funny case. But that's not what the Gemara is making of Zera because of Milsa Lo Shlicha, because it happened once in 5,000 years. Such a funny story. The Gemara is talking about Zimun the Maisi Lo Itza, a woman, not the woman will bring her own get. A woman will bring the get. So that's what the Rashash says, and what's so bad if a woman brings her own get? Don't you see the Gemara Beferish that Isha Psula Lodi? Unless you'll distinguish that there are different types of what they did. That the Tosfos is only meant to say one day of the Isha Ksheva Ladun means if there's a Din Torah, so the Isha and the woman knows how to learn, so she can serve as a member of the Bezdin. But to serve as a member of the Bezdin for Kiyam Ashtar, that's just a Maisa Bezdin, that's Garua, that's worse. That's what our Salvechik suggests. Maybe in this case, L'chol HaDei is Isha P'sul Olod.
So wouldn't that apply to a woman also? No,
the Rambam writes that just like there's a din that Ger cannot have Svar over Yisrael, so the din of the son tos malach melech, melech ulam malko, that a woman cannot have Svarah. He cannot appoint a woman as the melech. So it applies to any Svar, because it says son tos and kol nasim is b'mashma. The Rambam writes like this. The Ramosha has a whole tshuva. He thinks that the other Rishonim don't agree with the Rambam. So he brings this Tosfos and says they're right. How can Tosfos entertain a havamina that Ishik Sheva Ladun? A ger is not Danas HaYisrael, so Ishik can't be kosher to be Danas HaYish, because it's an issue of Sror. So he thinks that it's a Rai Brura that Tosfos disagrees with the Rambam. Either is the din Melech Beloi Malko, he can't appoint a woman as Melech. Tosfos thinks that that's only a din of Malchus. It doesn't extend to apply to all the other Sroras. That was Rav Moshe's tshuva. There was a certain rabbi used to give a heksher on a certain food product. And the rabbi passed away and his almana needed a panosa, so they wanted to continue the hashgacha. He can't write that it's under the hashgacha of the rabbi Zechon Levracha. He's not alive anymore. So his wife was a learned woman and she knew what you're supposed to look for in hashgacha. So they wanted to know, do you allow a woman to be the Rabbanit HaMachshira? For the woman to serve as a Mashgiach, that's a job. To be a Mashgiach, that's not a Svara. But to be the Rabba Machshir, to be the one who's officially endorsing the kashrus of the product, that Lachar is an issue of Svara. So Moshe says, we don't hold like that Rambam. He says, Tosfos and all the Rishonim talked about when they have this discussion about women serving as members of the Bezin, they didn't bring up the issue of Svara, so you see that we don't hold like that. So a few years later, when they appointed Golda Meir as the Rosh HaMemshalah, so they accused Rav Moshe, they said that it's all his fault. Because he wrote a tshuva that we don't pass like the Rambam, so then she goes to quote this Rambam about appointing a woman as the president of a shul. So he said that since according to the constitution of the shul, the president can spend up until $500 without convening a meeting of the board, so being the president is already a swara, a balabas. If the president means he has to lick all the stamps and make all the phone calls and order all the carpets and everything, that's a tircha. He used to have years ago, he used to have Nora Smith, who was the president of the Association of Orthodox Scientists. So he asked Rav Moshe whether it's permissible. So he asked, what does she do? So she does all the work. So he said, that's no shayla. Even according to those that disagree with him. That's not a svara. She does all the work. But if you have a president of a shul, that's a svara. The president has the right to make decisions without consulting the other members of the board, without consulting the members of the shul. So Rav Soloveitchik Govs used to say it's against the halacha because the Rambam says that a woman can't have a svara over men. So Rav Moshe passed the natsa. So then they had tainus against Rav Moshe. It's his fault that they appointed Golda Meir. So he wrote a whole essay that he printed in his tshuvas. They didn't consult him, and they don't read his tshuvas. You shouldn't hold him responsible.
So it should hold that way, depending on the shul. Let's say you were in the shul that no one wants to be president. You know, the president has one reason. You want to take care of it, not the president?
No. No. If you have no brera, if the best one for the job is a woman, so you have no choice. It means if you have a choice, you need to have a man or a woman, so then you choose a man. But if you have no choice, there was a certain shul here where if they would appoint a man, he would fire the rabbi. So the rabbi didn't want to have a man, so he wanted to have a woman. So he called up a certain Talmud Chacham in Eretz Yisrael, so he said, "Hi, Gavni, you can appoint a woman as the president." So he was spared his job.
So what is it that a woman
shouldn't
be? It's not
a psula,
it's not an
issue. Srara? No, the when you're choosing who's going to do the srara, so you choose a man. If you have a choice, you choose the man. If you have no choice, let's say they appointed a man as the melech. The melech died and he has no sons, he only has a daughter. So his daughter gets the malchus beirusha. So that also, they didn't appoint her. She got a beirusha from her father. So that's not a violation of the din. The din only to appoint a woman to a position of svara when you had an option of avoiding it, so that's not allowed.
Is a member of the Israeli
I don't know if everybody votes together, Bachar. It shouldn't be an issue of svara. You can be outvoted. You just have one vote.
What about Dayson?
I don't know.
If that's the case, then even Ali with their Soloveitchik, so going here being the prime minister wasn't a problem. She was the best person for the job if they voted for him to do it. So.
Could be. Okay. Yeah, we spoke about the din of lishma. Lishma by a get is not only like lishma by a sefer Torah, or lishma by tzitzis, or lishma by tefillin. Lishma by the get means more than that. That means that this is the haskalas agerishin. So we brought the raya from Habchana, that there's a machlokes. Rabbi Shmuel, on daf yud chesem and aleph, when a woman gets divorced, so she has to wait 3 months of Habchana before she remarries. And even if we know bevados that she's not pregnant, and it tells us that she's not pregnant, still has to wait 3 months. So the Gemara has a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. When do you start counting? You start counting the 3 months from the day that the get was written or from the day that the get was given. Why from the day that the get was written? Because from the time the get was written, obviously he's not going to be living with his wife. Otherwise it'll be a get yoshin and he wouldn't be mugarish with a get yoshin. Yeah, but Lamaisa, he didn't. It's a loy plug rabbanon. Even if you have Eliyahu Hanavi, he tells you that the woman is not pregnant. So the pashtus is that it's a loy plug. So you should really insist that it has to be from the Shas Mesiris Aget. So how can there be a Shita Mishas Ksivis Aget? And in our Gemara it says Vilchas Mishas Ksiva. The Rosh quotes the Rishonim had a different gear, so Vilchas Mishas Mesiris Aget, Shas Nesina. But how can there be such a Shita Mishas Ksivis Aget? So that's what the Mishkanes Yankim pointed out. It's not that this opinion says that it's not a light plug. No, it is a light plug, but the Ksivis Aget is considered the Hascholos Agerish. So that's why he holds that you start counting from there. So that's why there's a Shaila. We have a Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom, that the husband is not allowed to marry two wives. What happens if the first wife is Nishtatis? The first wife is, she's institutionalized, she's not all there. And if she's just institutionalized for a couple of weeks, so she's sick, you know? So the wife needs an operation, so he needs another wife. You don't matter the Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom just because his wife is sick for a week or two, for a couple of months. But the wife is not all there, and the doctors don't see that in the future it's going to straighten out. Just getting worse and worse. In such a situation, we allow the husband to remarry. So the common practice is that they insist the husband should write a get and give the get to the Beis Din, so that in the event that the wife should get better in the future, they should give this get to the wife. So the question is, and if the wife does, because if she's going to get better, he's going to be living with his wife, and the other woman is royal issues, so at that time he'll be in violation of the Chayin of Rabbeinu Gershom. So the shaila is, and if the wife, first wife gets better and you give her that get would be good. The get was written at a time that the woman was nishtatis. The woman is a nishtatis, so you can't be megarasha. The Gemara has two dinim. Sometimes a shaita zainim is gareshes min ha-toira. She's mishalcha v'chayzeres. It says, mishalcha mebeis v'hocha v'hoysa li-shacher. So the gereshin is only valid if you give the get to the wife and the woman understands that she's divorced and the marriage is all over. What if the woman is missing so many marbles that she doesn't even understand what that means? He gives a get, she doesn't understand what it means. So Mishalcha v'chayzeres, the get is no good. Sometimes the Gemara says it's only a din ben derabbanan al lechatchila that you're not allowed to begarish your wife, because there's not no one going to take care of her. If the woman is not all there, so she people may abuse her, and she may not know what she's doing. She may be mizana with other people. She may not be able to take care of herself. So that's midirabbanan, you're not allowed to. But if the woman is not capable of understanding what gerishin is all about, then the whole get is no good ben atar. So that's a shaila that the achrayim raise. Is that really valid? The get that was written at the time that the woman was nishtatis, if she becomes healthy later on, if you give her that get, that's going to be good. But we say that the ksivas aget has to be lishma, means that that's the haskalos agerishin. How can you say that that's a haskalos agerishin on a woman who's not ruya to his garish? So that's why the Nadi Behuda says that they instituted that the husband should promise that if the wife will get better, they'll have him write another get also. They give the first get, and they should have him write another get also. So the Nadi Behuda makes fun of it a little bit. He says, yeah, the whole thing is just a chumra, it doesn't make sense. Why? Because he didn't quote it the way we presented it. He didn't quote the chumra, that it's a problem that maybe is not considered ksiva lishma. He quotes that the maybe milsa diola motziovi shaliach la motzi mashvi is a different issue. He says the husband has the sefer write the get and he gives the get to the bezin and he appoints one of the rabbis on the bezin as a shliach to deliver this get to his wife when the wife will be capable of accepting the get. So the objection was raised, how can he have How can the husband appoint the shliach lahalachas haget if right now the husband himself doesn't have the ability to give the get? So milsa de'ir lamatzi avid, shliach lamatzi mashmi. That's a gemara in Nozir and Daf Yud Beis. You can't appoint a shliach to do something if you yourself can't do it yourself. Let's say I want to marry this girl, but the girl is not Jewish. So she's in the process of converting. She goes to classes, she's converted. She's going to convert in another month. In another month, I'm going to be away in Eretz Yisrael. So I'm afraid someone else, Shemi Yikad Menu Acher. So I appoint the shliach now. I give a ring to shliach. I appoint the shliach. When the day the girl converts, I want you to be Mekadosh for me. So the Gemara says, he can't appoint the shliach. And the Mil Sadiyah Lamotzi Ovid, shliach Lamotzi Mashri. Right now, you can't be Mekadosh the girl. She's a Dovish Lopal Yerlam. Can't be Mekadosh Alach Hashet Tizgayer. So you also cannot appoint a shliach to be Mekadosh the girl, because you yourself couldn't be Mekadosh. So the Nodi Yehuda quoted, the Chumra was that they have to write another get, because the first get, since the Baal himself couldn't give the get because she's a Shaita, so it's a Nilsa Deila Matzi Ovi Shaliach Lamatzi Mashmi. So the Nodi Yehuda thinks that that's only a Chumra. He thinks he has a way around that, that that's not a valid argument. Yeah, but over here, but the way I presented it, it's a bigger argument. Maybe the get is not considered ksiva l'shma. If you write a get today, and at the time the get is written, you're unable to give the get. So how can you say that it's l'shma? L'shma means that it's the tchivos hagerishin. How can it be tchivos hagerishin? She shalcha v'chazeres. She doesn't understand what the... She doesn't understand anything. She's not all there. So that's why the practice is that they have the husband promise that if she'll ever come to, so they'll give that get, plus they'll write another get and give the other get as well.
Yeah,
what right do we have to be matter the cherim? So it's usually assumed that that was a clause that was built into the cherim de Rabbeinu Gershon. That if it'll be a difficult situation, then you have a right to lift the cherim. In Shulchan Aruch, they say that the cherim is only up until the end of the Elef. Until the end of the Elef HaChamishi, till the year 5000. The Chem was over 769 years ago. So then there's a Machlek, the Mechabed Ramah, did we accept it again? So Mechabed says it was never re-accepted. So there's nothing wrong with marrying two wives today. The Ramah says, but today we still observe it B'Toras Minig. There's no longer a Cherem, but we do observe it B'Toras Minig. So that's a shame. Yeah, when we started the Perek, we were discussing when the Shliach La'Elocha comes to deliver the get to the wife, how do we know that he's a Shliach La'Elocha? How does the whole story begin? So the Rosh quotes this discussion from the Rishonim. So the Rishonim say that he has to have a Ksav Harshoah. He has to come with a document that's signed by witnesses that say that the husband appointed him as a Shliach La'Elocha. How do you know that that's authentic? Maybe the Shtar HaShoah is Mezuyev. You have to have a Kiyum on the Shtar HaShoah. You have to have a Kiyum Bezen on the bottom of the Shtar HaShoah. The Ravid wrote a fascinating Chiddush. There's a Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid on the following case. When the wife appoints a Shliach L'Kabbalas HaGet, the husband can appoint a Shliach L'Halacha to give the get, and the wife can appoint a shliach lekabbalah to accept the get. So when the wife appoints a shliach lekabbalah to accept the get, so the Mishnah sounds like it says later in Perek Omer that that has to be done in the presence of two eidim. What about, that's the bottom Mishnah on Samach Gimel on base. What about when the husband appoints a shliach lahalachas haget? So that's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Rav. So the Rambam thinks that you don't need eidus l'kiyum adovim when the husband appoints a shliach la'halachas haget, and the Rav thinks that you do. But then the Rav writes, you all, if the get is going to have eidei chasima signed on the bottom, that's what we usually do it. So then when the husband appoints the shliach la'halacha, shelo b'fnei eidim, but then the shliach is going to take the get and he's going to go travel. Why does he need a shliach la'halacha? Because he does want to go in person to Los Angeles. He doesn't want to go in person to Queens. He lives in New Jersey. He doesn't want to travel to Queens where the wife lives. So the husband appoints a shliach la'halacha to deliver the get to the wife in Queens. So when the shliach la'halacha is holding on to the get, even though there was nobody there when the husband appointed the shliach la'halacha, it wasn't done in the presence of Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar, But later on, the fact that the shliach is holding on to the get, so the rabbit says the eidim on the get will serve as eidus l'kiyum hadavar. Where did he get this einfall from? Because the Mishnah says haksav machiach alav. What is that? Mishnah draws a distinction. Mishnah says the shliach lo'aloch is nemut to say before an echta, but before an echta, even if there's grounds to question whether he's telling the truth. That's the Mishnah Chav Gimel Amud Beis. There are Chamesh Noshim, there are five women who are not namonis to say Meiz Baila. That's Mishnayis and Yevamos. The Chachamim, Yishum Iguna Kila Be'Rabbon, the Chachamim were Mekel, that it echod is believed to say Meiz Baila. Nikra Din Deraisa should have really required Shnei Eidim, but to establish that the woman who used to be married for so many years and no longer married is clearly a Dovish of the Erva. So in the Rabbanon, they were make all that Eirechot is believing. That's a whole discussion in the Rishonim. How did the Rabbanon have the ability, how do they have the authority to do such a thing? So that's a problem that Rashi and Tosfos and the Ramban, all the Rishonim work on that. So the Mishnah says that that kula with the Rabbanon, we allow Eirechot to be, Eirechot is named to say Meis Baila, Eirechot is good even if he's a Korav, even if he's a relative, and even if it's an Isha, the Eidechad says Meis Baila is an Isha, everything goes. A Rasha derai said, Gazlan Shal Torah is not Neman Beidus Isha. But a Gazlan Shal Divrayim would be Neman. One is only a Rasha, but the Rabbanu would be Neman. And even though Noshim HaNemon is an Isha, is Neman is the same Meis Baila, but there are Chomish Noshim who are Chashudais, the Kalkala So Isha. The mother-in-law, the sister-in-law, the co-wife, the Yavama, they all have, the women all have calculations in the back of their mind. So we're afraid if one of these Chamish Nashim, she may intentionally lie to set up the woman that she should go remarry in order to ask her the woman, I'll buy her. So the Chamish Nashim are not Nemanis the same as Baila. So the Mishnah says on Chav Gimel on Beis and Gittin, even those Chamish Nashim who are not Nemanis the same as Baila, they are Nemanis to say, why is there a difference? Why not bechayshed them the chashudas lekalka? Ma ben get lamisa? Why should you say by the get? Why shouldn't you say by the get also the chashudas lekalka? So the answer is because shaksav machiach. What does it mean aksav machiach? So the pashut pshat is when the woman comes and she says meis baila, so you have no evidence whatsoever that meis baila. So she comes out of the clear. So then we're choshed that maybe she's going to be mekalkal, the woman, and tell a lie. But over here, she comes with a get. What are you going to say? She made up the whole thing. She forged the whole get. So that's far-fetched. So we say, since aksab machiach, there's a raglaim ledover that the woman is telling the truth, that the husband wants to divorce his wife, so she's not managed to say, the whole thing is a chumrim with the rabbanon to say she's chashudas lekalkal to tell a lie. So if aksab machiach, so we're not choshed. So the Ravid takes this line, Haksab Mochiach, from Chav Gimel and Beis. He says, he elevates it to the level of a Din Deraisa. Haksab Mochiach means, if the Shliach Lohailoche comes with a get that has Chasimus on it, so why did the Eri Chasimus sign? If they Tikkun Olam. We had the Mishnah Lamedal on the Beis. What's the Tikkun Olam? So the Gemara said, if you're going to rely on Rab Lozov all the time, made in the Sirikas, you're not going to have Eri Chasimah. How will the woman be able to prove that she was divorced? We're going to give her the get today. How can she prove a year later, 5 years later, she was divorced? So she has to always bring the Eidah Masira. They have to testify. What are you going to do if they move to Medina Sayyam? What are you going to do if they die? Dilma Maisi, they'll die, or the Azal in the Medina Sayyam. That was the Marlam and Vava Manal. So that's why you have Eidah Hasima who sign, and they serve as a shtar right. So we said many times from the Pnei Yeshua, how can it serve as a shtaraya? The Nesibus likes this issue, he quotes it. So he said, how can it serve as a shtaraya? The Eidah Hasima was signed. They don't know whether the get was given over or not. So Tosfos on Daled and Aleph said, Mistama HaKol Be'ech Shana. So what does it mean? So we understood that to mean, included in the Haggadah Seidus of the shtar. The Eidim at the time they signed, all they knew was the husband expressed an interest in divorcing his wife. But if later on the wife is holding on to the get, and she claims that the husband gave it to me, and he gave it not to Ligitach Magabikarki, he did it in a sina, he gave it in the presence of Eidah Masira, so the shtar is made, the shtar includes Haggadah Seidus on all of them. So the Ravid comes and he has a fantastic interpretation, Aksav Machiach, not only is that true, on the Isha, she's the Bala Shtar, the husband is the Dasa Mischayiv, and he intends to give the shtar to the wife, so she's the Bala Shtar. Not only is it true, when the Balashtar, And the Baal HaShtar is holding on to the Shtar, and she claims that the husband gave it to me. So he say, all of this is included in the Haggadah Seder, that the Shtar should be meaningful. He says, Shtar is not Mezuyif, the Shtar is written Lishma, Shtar is given properly. He even say this, Mesama Kol Behech Shenas, on the Shlech Lohilocha. The Shlech Lohilocha comes with a get. He's not the Baal HaShtar. The Shtar was written by the husband, he's the Das HaMeschayiv, intending to give it to the wife. She's the Baal HaShtar. But the Vaila, he gives it to the Shliach La'ilocha. Meanwhile, he gives it to the Shliach La'ilocha to deliver to the wife. So meanwhile, temporarily, the Shliach La'ilocha is considered the Baal HaShtar, because the husband wants him to carry the get and to deliver it to the Yisha. So the Haksab Machiach Alav, included in the Haggadah Seder of the Shtar, the Edom at the time they signed the Shtar, all they know is the husband expressed an interest in divorcing his wife. They don't know how it is going to give the get in person. He's going to send the shliach. Originally, the husband planned to give the get in person. And then he changed his mind. He decides to give a shliach. So the Edom, at the time they signed, they don't know whether it's going to be a shliach la'alocha, not going to be a shliach la'alocha. So the rabbi said, it doesn't matter. Once the shliach la'alocha is holding on to it, so haksab machir cholav, the shtar gives the haggadah seder that he is the shliach la'alocha. So the rabbi says, therefore, not... He says the Rambam is wrong. The Rambam says when the husband appoints a shliach la'ilocha, he can appoint beno le'beno, and there's no need for edus l'kiyum ha'davar. So the Ravid says, no, not that there's no need for edus l'kiyum ha'davar. You will always have edus l'kiyum ha'davar. True, when the husband appoints the shliach la'ilocha beno le'benatzmo, there's nobody there. There's no two warm-bodied human beings watching. It's like the Iran that we discussed yesterday. The Iran said, the Rif Shita, that if you have Eidei Chasim, you don't need Eidei Mesir. It's not that you don't need Eidei Mesir. Not that the two roots, like the Ramban understood. There's one root, Rav Lozer agrees with Rav Meir, Eidei Chasim Yakarsi, there's another kind of Mishtar, Kin, you need Eidei Mesir Yakarsi. No. The Ran said there's only one kind of Mishtar, Eidei Mesir Yakarsi. But the Eidei Chasim, included in the Haggadah Seder of the Shtar, will be that the get was given over by the Baal. And that's the definition of Eidei Sulkim Adav. It doesn't necessarily mean you need living people watching. When the get is given over, you need that the mesiris I get should be covered with rayas edim. So here also, the rabbi understands, you need edis l'kiyum ha'davar when the husband appoints the shliach la'ilocha, but it doesn't necessarily mean you need two live people watching. The minui shliach la'ilocha should be covered with a rayas edim. It is covered with a rayas edim. The Mishnah says, when the shliach la'ilocha comes to give the get to the isha, the shtar is made that he's telling the truth, that he's the shliach la'ilocha. He's holding on, he's considered now the bala shtar. Not only is the Baal HaShtar the woman, the one whom ultimately the shtar is going to be delivered to. Meanwhile, the shliach la'ilocha is considered the Baal HaShtar, because the Baal, the husband, wants him to deliver it. So the shtar now says, the Haggadah Seder, that he was duly appointed as the shliach la'ilocha. So it's covered with Raya Seder. That's that Ravid's pshat, that Ravid's vort is along the same lines as the Ran's pshat and the Rif. That the Eidei Chasima serve as Eidei Mesira. Means the Eidei Mesira Karsi. For the Mesiris Aget doesn't require two live people watching. As long as the Mesiris Aget will be covered with the Rayas Eidim. So the Minu HaShlichas needs Eidus L'kiyum Adav. But it doesn't require two live people watching when the husband appoints him. As long as the Minu HaShlichas will be cut. In the end, at the end of the day, it'll be covered with the Rayas Eidim. So what's covered? The Shtar will be Aksab Machiyah Chalav. Pashim Shat, you don't learn the Mishnah like that. Aksab Machir Chalav is the reason why there's no Chashash Mende Rabbanon. The Chom Mishnah Shem are not Namonis to say Meiz Bailo, it's a far-fetched Chashash Mende Rabbanon. We're afraid the mother-in-law doesn't get along with the daughter-in-law and the co-wife and the sister-in-law, their jealousies. So we're afraid that maybe they'll tell a lie. So the Kiyai Gavner, we're not afraid that they made up such a whole story. That's the Pashim Shat. And the Ravid says, no. Aksab Machir Chalav, that part of the Mishnah, that's a din derais. Aksab Machir Chalav. We mentioned many times we have the Tosis later on Ayin Aleph and Manalef refers it to what they wrote in Ksuvas on Daf Kof, that on the one hand you have a pasuk in Pihim Alavi Piksavam, on the other hand you have an institution of Shtar. Isn't this a contradiction? So the Teretz is, if the Shtar was authorized by the Das HaMeschayev, then it has the status of Shtar. They ate him right on their own without authorization from the Das HaMeschayev, then it's not acceptable, then it's Pihim Alavi Piksavam. So we had a Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Seder that you should know that all shtaris are only midrabbanan. Why? Because mipiyim olam piksov. So the Ramban, the Magen Mishnah, on the side of the Ramban, quotes from the Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvahs. How can the Ramban say that all shtaros are only made the Rabbanon and it's all based on Hefker Bezna Hefker? So therefore, it only works in Dini Mamonis and Nisa Behetti. You can't have a shtar. What are you talking about? What about a shtar Gerishin? What about a shtar Kiddushin? Of course, there's a shtar. There's an institution of shtar Minatar. I get. So the Tzaisim and the Sivas answer the Rambam. They say, no, the Rambam meant shtar Raya are only made the Rabbanon. Shtar Kinyan is certainly Minatar. That, the Rambam was not going to disagree with that. Shtar Raya are only made the Rabbanon. Because Mipiyam Olam Pigso. So you mean the Rambam doesn't believe in this answer that Tosfos gave? Tosfos gave the klal that if the shtar is written midas ha-meschayv, then it's a good shtar. If it's not written midas ha-meschayv, then it's mepim olam piksavim. So the Rambam doesn't hold from that answer. No, he has to hold from that answer. The Mishnah said on lamedal lamedei sheyu edim chashma laget mepnei tikan oilam. The Gemara says, isn't it a din deraisa edich simikas? The Gemara says, you're right, according to Rameir. Of course it's a din deraisa, Edim have to sign. We're talking Alibe de Rablaza. Rablaza holds Edim Asira Karasi. So Mikra din, you don't need Edich Hasima. But if the Edich Hasima will sign, then they'll be able to serve, the shtar will be able to serve as a shtar raya. So you see, the Rambam also agrees that there's a shtar raya in Gittin. Shtar raya in Gittin. Every time you have a get, the Edich Hasima make it into a shtar raya. We always take it away. We no longer follow this Mishnah. We give the woman a p'tura shtar ma'aseh bezin. But in the days of the Gemara, that was the practice. The husband gave the get to the wife, and the wife would hold on to that get. So the edich hasima servant make it into a shtar raya to testify that the woman is nizgarsha. So the Rambam most agrees that there's such a thing as a shtar raya min ha-Torah that works in Issa v'het. That is, make such a statement that it doesn't exist. So that Rab Chaim explains. The Tzos and the Sivas just say there's a difference between shtar kinyan and shtar raya. But they don't. The Tzos and the Sivas don't finish off the story. Rab Chaim in the Sefer on Hilchos Eidos finishes the story. So he says, I by the shtar raya also works men haTorah by the get sheyurim ches malaget mitnetik and roilam. So he says, yeah, if the husband wants this get to serve as a shtar kinyan, so then there's a das hamischayev. Das hamischayev doesn't make sense in a shtar raya. There is no mischayev. Mischayev means if you have a shtar raya, let's say I borrowed money from someone and I authorized the eidim to write a shtar that I owe him $1,000. So the shtar is just that I shouldn't cheat, that I shouldn't lie. That's not called a mischayev. Mischayev is if I say I want to give my house as a matana, write a shtar that the house belongs to him in matana. I'm being mischayev myself through this shtar. But if the shtar is just serving as a shtar raya that I owe him money already, I already sold him the house. I already gave him the house by Matana yesterday. And he'd like to have a document that should ascertain that it's really his. So I say, no problem. And I'll authorize the Adam to write a Shtar Raya today that I already gave him the house yesterday. So that the Ramam holds that Shtar Raya, there's no Das HaMeschayev. But if you're authorizing the Adam to write a Shtar, that through this Shtar, the Kinyan will take place. Through this Shtar, the Get will be Chal. So that's called Das HaMeschayev. There's a Hischayevus over there. That's what the Ramam holds. So that's what Rav Chaim explains. The Rambam agrees with Tosfos. Avada, if you have a shtar is written midas ha-meschayev, then it has a special din of shtar. But the Rambam's opinion is that by a shtar raya, that's only serving as a shtar raya, you can't call him midas ha-meschayev. Only if it's a shtar kinyan, so then he's meschayev with respect to the kinyan, so then the das ha-meschayev makes it that the seidus will serve as a shtar raya as well. So we had Tosfos quoted from Shmuel in Bav Metzia, the top Tosfos on Gimel and Beis. This is quoted from Shmuel in Bav Metzia. Shmuel has an interpretation in the Machlek Zameir and Achachamim in the Mishnah in Bav Metzia. The Gemara comes to the conclusion that Shmuel's shot is incorrect because they have a brisa. Shmuel was not aware of that brisa. The Amoraim knew all the Mishnayos, but they didn't know, it's impossible to know all the brises. Everybody comes up with a new ksav yad of a new brisa. So the Mishnayos, in order to join the club, in order to be a card-carrying member of the club of Amoraim, you have to know all the Mishnayos. All the Mishnayos he knew. But the Braisa he didn't know, so he gave an incorrect interpretation. The Mishnah says rejected. But what was his interpretation of the Mishnah? So part of his pshat was, I'm a higher Rab Meir. Shmuel says that Rab Meir's opinion is that if you have a shtar halvora that doesn't contain within it shibud nechassim, usually a shtar halvora is going to be shibud nechassim to enable the malbut to collect from the lukuchas. So if you have a shtar halvora that doesn't, and it says beferish, ve'im bo shiv nechasim, the malbut does not have the right to collect from the lukuchas, So Rameh's opinion is, you can't collect it all with such a shtar. Why not? But it says in the shtar that he borrowed the money, that he owes him $1,000. So the Shita Mukubetzis over there in Baba Mitzia explains why. At the end of the first paragraph in Baba Mitzia explains why. That there's a din mit piyam v'lo min piksavam. So the only time a shtar is good if you have das on his chayim. And if it's just the shtar raya, just says, I owe you $1,000 because you lent me the money yesterday. So that's not a das on his chayim. The only time it'll be a das on his chayim is if it's a shtar kinyan. If via this shtar is creating his chayim. So then it's called a das on his chayim. So that's what Shmuel interpreted, a fantastic shot. The Shita Bukhubetsa says, that's how Shmuel understood Shitas Rab Meir. I'm a high Rab Meir. That's what Shmuel thinks. The Shtar Chayiv, Sheim, Bach, Reis, Nachas, Meni, Goy, Vafilu, Me, Bnei, Chorin. Because it cannot serve as a Shtar Rai, because it's a Psula, Me, Pim, Adam, Pik, Sovim. This is exactly what the Rambam said, but the Rambam says that there's a Takana, Midi, Rabbanan. Midi, Rabbanan, because of Efker, Bez, Nefker, made a Takana that a Shtar Rai does function in a case of dini money. And Rameh doesn't open the takana de rabban. And then part of that interpretation of Shmuel is that he's assuming that a shtar havo, in order to create shiva nechasim, serves as a shtar kinyan. And he's going to say it's vaitar only a shtar right. That was the big machlekes of Rishonim. And the Tosfos dima maschol gavim nechasim mishubadim, whether shtar havo that enables the mabul to collect nechasim mishubadim, is that b'torah shtar kinyan? So you'll have the machlekes of Meir and Rav Lazer applicable there. What do you say? No, shtar havod that enables the mabul to collect from the chasim shibadim is b'torah shtar raya, not b'torah shtar kinyan. So the Shita Mukubetzis there in the first parak in Bav Metzia interprets within Shmuel. Shmuel says, I'm a hayra meir. If you have a shtar that creates shiva nechasim, then it's a shtar kinyan. Shtar kinyan, you have a das on the schayim. But if it's not going to create shiva nechasim, it's only a shtar raya. So shtar raya doesn't exist, not min atar, not min derabbanan, because min piyam alone picks up. So the Rambam's Shita, the way Rav Chaim explains it, is rooted in Shmuel's pshat. We have rejected Shmuel's Shita. Because just not correct, that's not pshat in the Mishnah, and that's not pshat in Rav Meir. But some of the ideas that Shmuel developed within Rav Meir, according to the Rambam, have been accepted halacha l'maisa. Yeah, we're just tying up loose ends over here. We spoke about mechusa maisa. What's the din if you write a get ben mechuber, so the Gemara says that it's no good? What's wrong if the get is written in Mechuber? So the Rashba later on Chofala quotes the Yerushalmi says that it says because of Allah Sefer, my Sefer betolush, I've called betolush. So that's why if a get is Mechuber, it's no good. So this is a difficult Yerushalmi because the Mishnah had a machlekes. The Mishnah had a machlekes hatanoim. Can you write a get on Balichayim or on Oichlin? Rabbi Yosef Glili writes, Rabbi Yosef Glili says on New Testament Aleph, you can write on any background, you can write on paper, you can write on parchment, you can write on gold, you can write on silver, metal, whatever you want, wood, but you can't write Lael Dov Sheish Burachaim, but Lael Ha'oichlim, because it has to be Dumya the Sefer. Sefer means a piece of parchment, it has to be something similar to parchment. So the Chachamim disagree, and we pass on like the Chachamim, we don't accept Rabbi Yosef Glili Shita. Why? So the Gemara says on Chacham and Beis that that word Sefer, we don't interpret the word sefer to mean parchment. We interpret the word sefer to mean sfiras dvarim, the text that's written in the get. It doesn't refer to the background upon which the writing is placed. If it would have said because of law bas sefer, he should write on a sefer, the word sefer would refer to the background. It would mean the parchment upon which the writing is placed. But then it says because of law sefer creases, so the word sefer refers to the text that you're writing in the get. So that's the issue. How can the Yerushalmi say that if you write a get ben mechuber, you can't be megarish the issue with a get ben mechuber because my sefer betalush I've called betalush. If we don't pass like Rabbi Yosef Glili, we don't darshan my sefer dovashen burachayim dovashen oichlim because we say the word sefer goes on the text of the get, doesn't go on the back. How can you say do me in the sefer? So that's what motivates the Rashba to suggest that if I'm shot. That it says, v'nosam b'yodah, klegitach magabi karka is no good, So the Rajba says, if you write a get from Mechuber, it's always going to be till he gives that Magabi Karka. How's he going to give over the Karka to Isha? Let's say he engraves a get on the bark of a tree. So how is Isha going to be Koina? He can't do an Asina on the bark of the tree. So he's going to tell a woman, he's going to tell his wife, make a Kinya Chazaka on the tree. I'll make a Kinya Keset, pay me $5 and be Koina the trees, Mechuber the Karka. So he's going to make what? A Kinyan Shtar. So he'll give her the Shtar. So the kinyan on karka is always made by the machna. That's how the Yerusha Mech explains. The kinyan on karka is always made by the machna. Again, the kinyan on the karka is always made by the koina, by the koina. So since you need the woman to make the kinyan chazoka, to make the kinyan keser, she has to give the money. So that's always going to be a chesoin of kligitach magabi karka. It's not going to be considered nesin. So that's the exclusion, that's the Rishalmi with the Rajbo. What's wrong if you megarish with a get that's still be mechubel karka? What's so bad if you write a get be mechubel karka and then you cut it off and you give it to her? So at the time of Nesina, it's no problem. There is a Nesina. And it is betolish. That's what the Gemara says, no. That's a psula mechus amais. That's a psula mechus amais. So the Gemara says that we learn off in the pasuk, the kas of an asa mishena mechusar, ela nesina yotzen sesha mechusar, tzitza unesina. So Tosis has the two opinions on that Mishnah. The Mishnah there says, on yutesim and aleph, if the husband writes to get, al keren shal pora, v'noisen lo asa pora. Al yal shal evet, v'noisen lo asa evet. So the Gemara says on the base, there is a chafal from the base. A chafal from the base. Bishleim, if your husband writes the get ala yad shalo ev and he has to give it the whole evet, what's going to cut off the evet? Zah. He can't mutilate the evet. That's an avera. But if he writes the get on the keren shal para, why can't he cut off the horn of the par and give it the horn? Why does he have to give it? Menosim lo eskola para. Why does the Mishnah say if you write a get on keren shal para, it's only good if you give the whole para? Why can't you cut off the keren? So the Gemara develops this drasha. No, because of Menasan, if you do a mice in between to the get, it passes. So Tais is there, Chafal from the base has a machlekes. What if the get was written on a long piece of paper? The get was written the first 12 lines, and then the signature says on the next 2 lines, 14 lines. It has another 50 lines on the piece of paper. It says, Ashad, a hefsid mamas. So why should he give his wife such a big piece of parchment, a big piece of paper? He can use it to make some posters or something. You can use the rest of the paper for something else. So you're going to take the big piece of paper, you're going to cut it off. Is that considered mechus ha-maisa? So one opinion of Tosfos was that that's not mechus ha-maisa. Mechus ha-maisa is if it's mechuba lekarka, if the get is mechuba lekarka and he detaches it, or it's mechuba to the para, and it's a mechuba to a live animal, or it's alive, it's a vegetation that's growing and you detach it from the ground. But if you have a big piece of paper, you cut off, make it a small piece of paper, and a big piece of paper, the one opinion of Tosfos was that doesn't pose a problem. That's not called such a mice. The accepted opinion is, like the other view in Tosfos Chafala from a base, that we do consider that mechus a mice. So then we pose the question, but the common practice is whenever the get is written in one city, and then they send it by mail to a different city, they appoint the Shlech Rishon or the Shlech Sheni. So they always put three different, they carve them on three different lines, and they identify this get, when they tell the Shliach Sheni, this is the get that was written in Shema, so they say that we punctured a hole on the fifth line, on the tenth line, and on the 14th line, on top of this letter, on top of that letter, on top of the other letter. How can we puncture holes on the get after the Ksivis HaGet? Isn't that Mechus HaMaisa? We're Machmer, that if you cut off the get from the rest of the papers, Mechus HaMaisa, so let that be mechus ha-maisa. So we said the Ritvo on that daf points out it depends what you're cutting off from what. It's called mechus ha-maisa. If I have a big piece of paper and the get is on the first 14 lines, I have another 50 lines that are blank. So when I cut off the 14 lines from the 15 lines, I say, I have removed, how do you say in Rosh Miyadim? I have removed the get from the rest of the piece of paper. But if you have a big piece of paper and you puncture three little holes, you don't say, I did a maisa to the get, I cut the get off from the three little pieces of paper. No, you say, you always cut off the smaller piece of paper from the larger piece of paper. So it's not a mechus ha-maisa in the get. It's, you did a maisa to the three little pieces of paper, but you didn't do another maisa to the get. So that's not a psula mechus ha-maisa. We all rely on that ritva. that even though Tosfos had two opinions, and when Machma, if you cut it off from a larger piece of paper, that's only if the part of the get that's being cut off is the smaller part. But if the part of the get that's being cut off is the larger part, I have 14 lines and I want to cut off the remaining 2 lines. So cutting off 2 lines, you don't say I cut off the 14 lines from the 2 lines. You say I cut off the 2 lines from the 14 lines. So no other maisa was done to the get. And this psul of mechusa maisa, psanu, fangled psul, the cause of an asa mechusa maisa pasav. Why? So we had the Gemara in the beginning, but the Gemara was discussing the 3 different opinions. How much of the get needs to see with the Shema? Man haitana, the last line on Gimel Amud Aleph. Going over to Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara says, who's the Tana who requires both Ksiva Lishma and the Sina Lishma? So Gemara says the 2 famous opinions are Rab Meir, Rab Lozer. Rab Meir says you only need Ksiva Lishma and the 2 Chasimas. Rab Lozer says you don't need Chasimas at all. So the 12 lines of the get need Ksiva Lishma. Who's the one who needs Befananechta, we need Ksiva Lishma on both? Gemara finally comes up, it's Rab Yudah. So when the Gemara is quoting the various opinions, how do they prove who holds that there's a din of Ksiva Lishma? So the Gemara, the simple reading of the Gemara, the Snan, on the top of Gimel and Beis, the Gemara seems to be assuming that Mechusa Maise is a psul of Shaloi Lishma. So that's what we say from our Salvechik. Lishma means that the Tchilas HaGerishin is the Ksiva. And you need a Tziruf between, it's a composite act of Kinyan that consists of Ksiva with Nesina. So if you do another maisa to the get, if I do ksiva, then I go dava mincha, then I do nesina, so that's not mechusa maisa in the get. I did another maisa in between. But if I do another maisa to the get, in between the ksiva and the nesina, so that's mevatel letziruf, so then it's not considered ksiva lishma. That seems to be the pasha pshat in the Gemara. Okay. Enough. Okay, so I said tomorrow I won't be able to be here. I have to go out of town to a wedding. Sunday morning, I'm not sure. I don't think I'll be able to do this year. I think officially the Bechina will be on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Whoever wants to take it earlier, call a Kodim Zohar, speak to Rabbi Rafi Rosen.